former president's lawyers made an application for a modification of his bail terms, and they specifically requested that he be allowed to travel to the Federal Republic of Nigeria so that he can attend to his medical needs. They presented evidence of this in court. There was a debate between his lawyers and the lawyers of the government of Sierra Leone, and the court made a judgment that allowed for the modifications of the bail conditions and for the former president to be allowed to travel to Nigeria.
Is this usual, Minister?
It is definitely consistent with the rule of law that lawyers can apply for a leave to allow their client to travel to attend to desperate medical needs. In this case, the former president lawyers have made a case that convinced the court. It's also important to point out that there are other conditions. So those conditions include that they will be consistently reporting back to the court on his medical situation and that they have a return date. The lower court did adjourn the case when the lawyers of the government of Sierra Leone will be back in court. So whatever happens in between that, you know, this is now part of, you know, as far as we know, the case is still on and this is consistent with the laws of our country.
I asked the question because I think it was just 2 weeks ago that we talked about the former president going to Nigeria at the request of ECOWAS. Is this the same or this is different?
This is certainly different. As I said, this is a product of the court proceedings in Sierra Leone. They made an application that the court has granted. And again, the application is very clear. They are seeking for their clients to be allowed to seek medical attention in court. I think what we want to make clear, James, is that Sierra Leone is a country of laws. We abide by the rule of law, and that's the position that the government of Sierra Leone has had from the first day of this investigation and the incident of November 26th. And today's ruling is simply consistent with that.
So ECOWAS had nothing to do with this?
Well, again, I will not speculate on what ECOWAS had something to do with or not, but what I can say is that the courts of Sierra Leone, the judiciary of Sierra Leone in front of our Justice Samuel Taylor, did receive an application that was consistent with the rules of our country, that was very clear in terms of the medical condition of the former president, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, and that request was granted.
Because this is unusual. So if one of the people charged with treason, if they request to the court, if they put in a request to the court, would the court also grant that?
James, as you know, I cannot speculate on what the court can or cannot do, but what I can tell you is that this is consistent with the rule of law of Sierra Leone.
What's the time span for the president's trip? What did the court say in terms of how long he should stay?
As I said, that the matter has been adjourned to the first week of March. So we're expecting that the former president's lawyers, at the very least, will be back in court on the date of the case. And whatever happens in between that now is different. But what we know for now, the judgment of the court is that, A, he is granted bail to leave the country, and that the matter is adjourned. So the case is still on. The matter is adjourned now. You know, we don't know what time he may need to attend to his medical situation and what the details of that are, but we cannot comment on that. What we can comment on is that we know there's a court date, and that date is the first week of March. I think it's the 8th of March, when we expect it to be back in front of the court. Our lawyers will be ready again, and we expect the former president and his lawyers. I think, to his credit too, he's been very consistent as well in adhering to the rule of law in this matter. When he was invited to court, he came without force. He's participated in all the investigations, in the interrogations. He's done that. And so, again, his lawyers made a submission to the court today. We expect him to continue to abide by the rule of law, sir, as a former president should.